Chapter 10. The Shell and the Glasses. Piggy eyed the advancing figure carefully. Nowadays, he sometimes found that he saw more clearly if he removed his glasses and shifted the one lens to the other eye. But even through the good eye, after what had happened, Ralph remained unmistakably Ralph. He came now out of the coconut trees, limping, dirty, with dead leaves hanging from his shock of yellow hair. One eye was a slit in his puffy cheek, and a great scab had formed on his right knee. He paused for a moment and peered at the figure on the platform. "Piggy, are you the only one left? There's some littlins. They don't count. No biggins? Oh, Sam and Eric, they're collecting wood. Nobody else? Not that I know of." Ralph climbed onto the platform carefully. The coarse grass was still worn away where the assembly used to sit. The fragile white conch still gleamed by the polished seat. Ralph sat down in the grass, facing the chief's seat and the conch. Piggy knelt at his left, and for a long minute there was silence.
"I wasn't sure where Ralph and Piggy were at first, but they're on the platform where they had assemblies, so they must be back at the shelters. I also remembered that they were there when Simon was killed, but we sort of lost track of them. The last time they were mentioned, it said they were eager to take a place in this demented but partly secure society. Demented, I know, means crazy, which is definitely true. Secure? I guess, because they're hunters. So, the question is, what did they do when Simon came out of the forest? Did they help kill him? Let's see if we'll find out. Start up again on page 155, where it says, 'At last Ralph cleared his throat.'"
At last, Ralph cleared his throat and whispered something. Piggy whispered back, "What you say?" Ralph spoke up, "Simon." Piggy said nothing but nodded solemnly. They continued to sit, gazing with impaired sight at the chief's seat